Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everyone, it's Kenny Mayne, the host of Hey Mayne, the Kenny Mayne Talks to Famous People podcast. Made a list of people we thought would say yes, and most of them did. Not going to call out the others who didn't. Actually, what the others do mainly is don't answer. So not really saying no. So really, our potential audience for guests and for listening audience is the whole planet. No one really has said no. So we want you to find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You know, there is an argument that Fort Worth has always been cool, but it's been a well-kept secret. And now I think the secret's out. We did a story the other day about this incredible success of the Dickies Arena. We know about Sundance Square and all that construction, but now it's moving on out. That 7th Street business is just hot. And Younger Partners, Dallas-based company, was just founded a couple of years ago, has just made a major acquisition. It's like a 250,000 square foot urban village that is just west of downtown Fort Worth. Kathy Perlmutter is the co-managing partner of Younger Partners and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it, David.
So the secret is out, right? Fort Worth is, yeah. Well, this is actually, I noticed you guys, I thought you were just brokering deals, but I noticed you've actually made now three acquisitions, but this latest one is in Fort Worth. That's a pretty good stamp.
Yes, we had an opportunity a couple of years ago to hire a lady, Micah Ashford, who her whole life has been acquiring retail properties for someone else, actually. But we had the opportunity to hire her a couple of years ago, and she's the one that has had the connections in our recent purchases.
So this is sort of a classic work, live, play area. Is that right?
It is. Now our purchase was really the retail part of it. Knight Vest last year purchased the multifamily piece of it. And there is another, McFarland actually owns the office building that's attached to it.
So you all have to get along, but I mean, you
that's right.
Mutually support one another.
That's right. We've got lots of parking there that no one realizes is there. There's 5 parking garages and we want to make them much more visible. And so people understand that they can come there and find a place to park and enjoy all the amenities there.
Well, you know, you went to TCU, didn't you?
I sure did.
So you
and
know
so did my twin boys.
So you know Fort Worth,
yes.
but there's something that's happened just in the last few years, and especially that core, because I thought all the development was going to be Alliance or maybe down at Mansfield or something like that, but now that core of Fort Worth seems to be coming back to life.
It really is. And John Goff is building his Crescent building there as well. That's 160,000 square feet of office, a luxury hotel and luxury condominiums. And that's just a block away. And there's another office building being built across the street, the Van Zandt, that will have 100,000 square feet of office space too. So we've got a lot more daytime traffic coming right in that intersection.
So who is this? Are these millennials that are settling there? I mean, it's got to be new blood because a lot of the old blood is they're empty nesters that have moved along.
Well, but you don't realize that what a great established neighborhood that is just right there in that right around that cultural district. So we want to. I think there had been a shift to where a lot of people feel that University and 7th had gone to a little bit more of a bar crowd, that sort of thing. But that is not our vision at all for that center. We want to bring back a big mixture of everybody from families, you know, to my generation, to the college kids still, but everybody mixed in and make everybody feel comfortable and have an incredible experience and provide something different than the Stockyards or Sundance Square. It's going to be just another great, unique experience in Fort Worth.
So who are you going after for retail? Are you going after, are you trying to find local companies or are we going to see, you know, Warby Parkers and Chili's and that sort of thing?
We really want to focus on some brand names established in Fort Worth. And well, we have several empty restaurants. Not all of them will stay restaurants, but we do want to focus on some operators that have just a great reputation in the Fort Worth area already and expand them there. And then we'll be changing some of the current retail into more daytime traffic, some more office centric. So we'll bring in more office that might go into storefront type locations, but then have some retail. We had four tours last week. We continue to have just great activity as we're piecing together the retail that's going to attract just a wide variety of age groups and be a fun place to go anytime.
So I'm curious, how do you orchestrate this? Because again, the truth is, you all seem to be mutually beneficial. I mean, it'd be nice to have Goff's building up and running so you could have, you know, people that would run out at lunch to visit some of your retail. But you've got everything coming together. Is it coming together at the right time?
We think so. I mean, there was a lot of retailers that got hurt from COVID in the shopping center. And so we think all of the, because John Goff's building is being built fairly quickly, and we want to, so our first priorities are to improve the garage technology. We're going to add elevators. There's currently not elevators in three of the garages for people parking on upper levels. So those are two of our top priorities, and that along with, you know, signage and lighting and everything else over in the center. So, and we will take our time to make sure that the retailers that we put in there are going to enhance the shopping center experience.
So give me an update. You all operate in every aspect of this. I mean, obviously this investment in leasing and management services. Post-COVID, how's business?
It's great. We've had our best years. Actually, every year, even since COVID, our business has continued to get better and better. We came back to work just not long after. I mean, we had people back in the office probably in June after the April shutdown or March shutdown. But so we have been back, and we are very excited about the new people that have come on board with us here, be it across the board with brokerage and investments and everything else. So our business has just continued to improve. And like I said, we had our best year ever last year.
So in corporate, for corporate traffic, I mean, one of the big stories that we've been seeing here the last few days is corporations trying to drag people back in the office. I think Apple's mandating 3 days a week or 4 days a week. Of course, they've got a big new headquarters they've got to fill up. But there's a real resistance. I mean, if you think about it, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they were pushing everybody out of the office. Don't come in. You gotta work from home. We don't want you. And now it's tough to drag people back in.
I think you're finding companies taking that step of saying people have to get back in, especially if their companies rely on collaboration, mentoring, you know, all the things that are so important, and to let people know there's a culture there. And so we one of the companies over in the shopping center is PMG, and they're having their people come back. I believe they told us in the next month that they are saying everybody back to the office. And there might be some modified schedules as they're coming back, but they are saying we need that collaboration. And I think that's what we're seeing across the board.
So is this the main thrust of younger partners now? Is this sort of investment? Because I know you have this Heathtown Center, then up on Preston Road, the shops at Prosper, which is almost in Oklahoma.
Well, this investment's a little bit different because the first two were, we only had one vacancy in both of the other two centers that we bought. So this one is more, this is exciting because it'll be a rebranding and a reintroduction. And hopefully we make a treasure with Fort Worth, and we do love Fort Worth, and we're hoping that that's what we can create.
So what's happened to younger partners? How many employees are you up to now?
We have over 100 people. Now, some of those are independent contractors because our brokers are independent contractors, but we probably have about 50 people on the property management side, and we probably have about roughly 40 brokers. And so it's been exciting. And We're obviously a local company and we're nimble, and so we can make adjustments and move directions in the way we want to as opportunities appear.
So, and you're looking for more investment opportunities then?
We are, actually. We also started a company called Apricus, and that is a GP fund where we have a high net worth family that we already have partnered with, already come to agreement with, and we're looking for actually Class A office and some industrial properties.
Wow.
So, yes. So we're bucking the trend.
Well, wait, which side of the trinity? Which side of the trinity are you looking on for the office?
We actually are looking all around Texas for that, and just for their mostly, obviously, it'd be Houston, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth. Our preference is that we stay and do everything here in Dallas, Fort Worth. That's our preference. But as we find opportunities out in other parts of Texas, we are definitely looking for that too.
Well, I'm impressed. You guys are moving rapidly. It'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch you develop this this Crockett Row property too.
It sounds like
it's pretty good timing. Kathy Permaner is the co-managing partner of Younger Partners, and gosh, it's been what, 2 years, three years since we spoke.
It was before COVID, so it was probably in 2019.
Like I say, you guys have been busy through that. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know those headlines that make you stop scrolling and actually read an article? I'm Mike Rogers. Those are the kinds of stories I'm diving into on my podcast, Something Offbeat, like the caterpillar infestation in Maine that had us rethinking our relationship with insects.
We were talking about a time 300 million years ago, if you can imagine. There was a dragonfly. It had a 2-foot wingspan.
Just search for Something Offbeat in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Dr. Christine Moutier.
You know, we have this image that if a person is strong, is accomplished, or whatever the stereotype is, that somehow they'll be immune from a mental health problem, PTSD, or suicide. And the reality is that every single human being is exactly that. We're human. And we all have our physical health and we all have our mental health.
More at imlistening.org. Talk saves lives.
Synanon was the world's first drug rehab. People called it the miracle on the beach. But soon, people were calling it something else. They were saying it was a violent cult. Listen to The Sunshine Place, a creation and presentation of C-13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Executive produced with Susan Downey and Robert Downey Jr. Available for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A bad team facing a good team is never completely out of it.
Nick Costos, co-host of You Better You Bet, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network.
There's 162 games in the season. The best teams are going to lose 60-plus times, and the worst teams are going to win 60-plus times. Each night is its own individual entity. That's what makes betting on the baseball regular season so much fun.
All the insight you need to bet smarter is at BetQL.com. And listen to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, streaming weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey.
Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen. Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3 on KTRH.